was a good win for our football team coming up here. I thought, you know, obviously we had the turnovers on defense, which was big, two of them obviously for touchdowns. I thought that they did an outstanding job defensively in the red zone. You know, Pittsburgh is one of the better teams in a red zone. So, you know, we were able to stop them three times in there for them to kick field goals, which I thought was, you know, extremely important. You know, we knew the game was tight, you know, 7-6, didn't like the way the half ended. You know, when we had the turnover, you know, we'd like to, again, you know, take advantage of the opportunity and get a field goal or a touchdown. And we're in field goal range there. And, you know, we wind up giving up a field goal, you know what I'm saying, with the turnover at the end of the first half. Coming at halftime, you know, basically, you know, the theme all week telling the players, you know, it's been about opportunities. You know, we haven't really taken advantage of them when they come our way. Talk to the team about, listen, if we get opportunities today, we're not telling you not to do your job or to go outside of what we want done. Just do your job. When the opportunity presents itself, you know, go ahead and make the play. We're able to do that today. And the theme was, hey, not today. You know, not today. Not today. We weren't going to miss these opportunities, and I think we took advantage of it. I was impressed, you know, with the 12-play drive, you know, that took about 8 minutes. I thought that was a big key in the game. We went 12 straight run plays, you know, so it's very difficult to do against the number two defense in the league. I thought our guys did a nice job with Jason Myers hit the field goal, and that was a big point in getting us increasing our lead. At the end of the game, you know, Leonard had that 90-yard run, showed some speed. At the end of the game, I was hoping it was 89. He just took a knee right before he scored, and we could have took a knee in the game over. But, you know, I understand his excitement in that, and it's just something that we have to understand that, you know, when these opportunities present themselves, we've got to go. We've got to be consistent. We've got to do it week in and week out. We're going to enjoy this win. Very difficult to come up here and beat Pittsburgh at home. I've been through it, you know, too many times, so it's always nice to get a win. And then we'll go back home, and we'll get right back to work again. Yeah, I mean, those guys, you know, they did a nice job. We talked about it all week of getting their blocks, get to the sideline, you know. So we actually coached that, so it was good to see them actually execute it.
You talked about stopping the run today. That was, Leah said this week, that was the most important number one thing. Force Roethlisberger in 55 pass attempts, shut down Le'Veon Bell, minus a couple early runs.
Yeah, I mean, and that was the thing. I mean, you know, we knew we were going to get tested in the run game. We gave up some runs. I mean, we did, you know, but we were able to get the score to a point or where they felt, I can't speak for the scheme, you know, across the ball. But, you know, we were able to get that stopped. And, you know, obviously our pass defense has been playing well. So, you know, when people are going to challenge us there, it's you know, we feel a strength. And, you know, we'll live with that and see how it goes. So it's obviously very important. I'm not getting – you're always trying to pull me. You're always trying to – you know what I'm saying? You're always trying to – you know, I'm – you know, I don't, is it a good win? Absolutely. You know, people are going to want to label a win. I think – and I've been through this. You know, at the end of the year, we'll look at it and see where it's at, you know. But for me right now, I'm going to try to enjoy it because I've always done a poor job of enjoying a win. And then I hope the players enjoy it, though. They deserve it, and the coaches. And then my mind right now is you know, getting right back to work, cleaning up things. You know, I mean, we're going to sit here, we're going to talk about all the good things, but there's a lot of things that came up there that could have caught us. You know, we'll go back through that and look at that. And, you know, it was a good win with 3-2, and we're going back home. You know, we've been on the road, you know, it feels like for a long period of time. So we're excited to get back to our fans and our stadium, and that's where we have to do a better job. That's where my mind is right now. We have to play better at home.
The 12-play drive, the old lineman, how much did you enjoy that?
Yeah. I knew it was tough. Well, I was glad I wasn't out there because I know how hard, you know what I'm saying, that is. I mean, they're a very, very good defense. I think that, you know, Brandon had the illness. I thought Shatley came up there and stepped up for us. You know, that was a thing. You know, their 3D linemen have been playing extremely well. Their defense has been playing extremely well. So, you know, to go up there and be able to keep the ball on the ground and run the clock and you know, be able to get points out of it. That's the key, you know. So I think that it was, again, it's, you know, defensively, I don't want to take away from the things the defense did because that's obviously very difficult to do what they did today. I mean, it was like back-to-back touchdowns, you know, at one point, you know, and it was like, holy cow, you know. I mean, I don't know when that's – I've been a part of that, you know what I'm saying, from the defensive side of the ball. And then, you know, for the offense to make that drive, you know, that was a good drive. But defensively now, that was a heck of a game against a very, very explosive, you know, Pittsburgh offense.
This team has to feed off this defense, right? And that's what carries this team. Even the offense
I think a lot of things, like, you know, Mike, when you look at other teams, whether it be sacks or turnover, you know what I'm saying? I mean, there's a lot of things that, you know, once that momentum starts to go and people start feeding, you know, off it, you know, immediately in your mind, like, okay, listen, we're backed up. Okay, so in that drive, we're backed up. You know, now here comes the crowd. You know, and I'm thinking to myself, hey, listen, first down. Let's get the first down. You know what I'm saying? Let's get this ball. Let's start with our goal. Let's get the first down. Let's get it out of here. Let's start moving it. And then as you start moving out, then the momentum starts to sway, you know what I'm saying, the other way. So, you know, I think that obviously for us, turnovers for touchdowns, I mean, are pretty darn good. You know, but just the turnovers in general from our defense, they're hard to come by in this league. And you guys have known. You've seen, you know, the past of what we've done. So, you know, they've done a nice job of that.
Tennessee and New York, one possession games at halftime, same today. What did you learn about your team today and
second? I just want to make sure they took advantage of their opportunities. I mean, that's I talked about that earlier in the opening. You know, I think, you know, when we do that, you know, we have a chance. You know, when we don't do that, you know, things don't work out. I think with all those things were big. You know, we don't worry much about the tempo. You know what I'm saying? I think that when I say that, I'm just saying we don't, because we've done so much of it ourselves. We condition so much. You know, we don't look at that as, you know, wearing us down. We're hoping that's, you know, three and out, and then we can turn it around and wear the other team down. So we try to just switch that into a positive. So we prepared for that all OTAs, training camp, all that stuff.
Do you expect Brandon Leonard to practice
Wednesday? I don't know. I know he has an illness, and I haven't had any reports since I've been here. But I touched base with him, and he said he was going to enjoy watching us win this game. He said it before, so I'm sure he's enjoying it now. I just hope he's rested. I'm not lying. I swear to you now. Here I am in the middle of the game. I'm thinking, you know, somebody's going to ask me about this workload thing. I guess we won. I guess it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. His workload is going to be okay when we win. It's not going to be, you know, good enough when we don't win. So I think it's a tough thing. But honestly, Mike, we're constantly going to be working through that, you know what I'm saying, as far as that goes, you know, and what's, you know, because all of a sudden he's coming out, and I'm like, what is he doing coming out? And that was really generated by the media. I just want to say it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, generated by the media, because I know, like, why is he – Coach, he just ran it four times in a row. We're just giving him one break. We're putting him right back in there. I said, oh, okay. Just give you a little insight of what actually goes on during the game, you know what I'm saying? Well, I've said this before. There's not one thing that we've asked, you know what I'm saying, to do that he has not been able to do for us from a workload standpoint. You know, now are there things he can do better? Absolutely. You know, absolutely. You know, those things are on tape, and we'll look at it, and we'll just keep trying to improve every phase of his game, you know, as we go forward. But, you know, what I like about him and Cam is, you know, I'm talking about Cam Robinson, because he's the other guy that I think is getting lost in this whole thing. You know what I'm saying? The job that, you know, Cam Robinson's doing, you know. And I'm not going to try to take away from the other four, because they're doing a nice job. But, you know, you're talking about two rookies coming in here. Yes, we know the schools they've been to. We know the conference. We know all that stuff. But still, in this league, it's difficult. But what I like about those two guys, they come to practice every day. They're excited about football. They're fired up. They have a confidence about themselves that, you know, they work hard to get where they are. And I think that's one of the main things. And, you know, I think for some reason when everyone talks to me about Leonard, you know, I think about Cam right away too. You know, because I look at them as the same, but you can't really see the production, you know what I'm saying, from the offensive lineman that you can, obviously, when Leonard's out there.
After the two touchdowns defensively, that next drive was like a six-minute drive.
Eight and change.
Eight, yeah, mm-hmm. You basically did whatever you wanted running.
We ran it 12 times.
How rewarding.
It was good, yeah. Yeah, we talked about it, opening statement, you know, so we talked about it during the opening statement that it was, you know, again, I didn't want to take away from the defense because they did an outstanding job today, but I thought that was a great drive. You know, 12 straight run plays is very difficult, you know, against a very good defense, and to come up with points was important, you know, obviously in that point of the game.
Do